weren't around. I got a call to do a couple of his shows, and of course we were booked, and I couldn't do them. It's like I was having a lot of fun at the club that night. You know?
Yeah,
but we do, you know, Hall & Oates we've done, and Pat Travers and the Beach Boys and whoever comes around, Survivor.
So you've been doing big time bands and openings. Now, are we talking like when you open up for a band, like let's say you open up for Warrant, did you do several dates or just like one particular date in a certain area? Or
sometimes we'll get on and do a couple of shows with them, but for the most part, it's just a one time thing. If they come in our area and we're from Tampa, Florida, so that's where our big following is, and the promoters will put us on for a reason because they can help sell some tickets. So.
Yeah. Now you guys have got a record out right now. Titled the record is.
All right, it's called Cut Loose. It's in compact disc and cassette.
Uh huh. And I know the record's getting some airplay, especially down in Florida, since you work out of Tampa.
It did real well down in Florida and the Southeast, so that's the only place that we distributed the record because it didn't really make too much sense as an independent to go national.
Right.
So now finances are staggering.
Were you selling the record in stores down into Tampa Bay, Florida? So
it's in every record store in the Southeast, but it's just not up here, so they have to come to the Toy Tiger and buy it. So.
Uh huh. Now I'd heard a few things. I think there might be a couple of stations up to the north playing the record. Any that you know of? Or
a couple of in Grand Rapids have been playing it, and Milwaukee have played it. So
you got some big cities really behind you.
Louisville here, right?
Yeah. Hey, we're gonna work on it. See what we can do for you. Now. As far as the label that you're on now, it's an independent label. What label is it?
Right, it's called King Trax Records.
King Trax Records.
A friend of mine, Pat Travers, played some guitar on the album.
Oh, friend of yours, huh? Hey,
that's cool.
Prominent friends.
He did an album with me about 5-6 years ago that never really panned out. So we said, let's do it again and see what happens. So.
All right, now how's the record as far as any big charting going on down in Florida? How are the stations coming along with it?
We got regular rotation on about 5 major markets down there, which is unheard of for an independent band to do. So we had a lot of record labels saying, "Who are these guys that are stealing our airtime?"
That's right. You know what's going on here? Now, okay, we were talking about Henry Lee Summer, who's pretty much made it big now on CBS Records. Have you been talking to any prominent record labels lately, or trying to work our way around?
Them. Right now, what we're doing is when we go back down to Tampa in about 2 weeks, we're going to do an outside concert there. The last time we did one where we headlined, we drew about 6,000 people. So that's the kind of venue that I'd like the record people to see us at, as opposed to coming into a club, where there are 200 people.
I mean, that's right.
Not saying that we don't have fun doing that, but I think that we put on a much, much better show and showcase our originals better in a concert situation.
All right. Now, while you're at the Toy Tiger, is there anybody else that's with you right now, or are you just by yourselves at the Toy Tiger on stage?
Well, we're doing our thing, and then they have the contest every night out there, which is pretty impressive.
Right.
They had a wet T-shirt last night and hot legs Monday. Every night is something. So.
That's right. You guys are in the perfect club, and the Toy Tiger really holds a lot of people, folks. So if you don't have nothing better to do, and I mean, trust me, these guys will really smoke. If you've heard DLP, you'd really get into it. It's going to be hot. Toy Tiger tonight, the Bobby Friss Band. Thanks a lot for stopping by, Bobby. We really do appreciate it. Talking a few minutes ago about a new band on the scene. It's called Giant, and their latest song, I'm a Believer. Like this guitar.
What's Florida these days?
Well, we're down at Murphy's.
And, a lot of people are just in this area starting to get to know you. And I know YNF in Tampa has been banging on your rock and roll. Is there any place that we can pick up a Bobby Friss tape or CD or album?
I believe next week all the stores will be handling compact disc and cassette. It's called Cut Loose, and it's doing great. Like I said, our friends at 95 YNF in Tampa and DIZ in Orlando playing it, and hopefully you guys are going to start playing a little bit for us.
As a matter of fact, we listened to it last week, I think it was. It's some hot rock and roll. Perhaps we'll even try to get some on here this afternoon, so stick around.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it.
Let's get into the afternoon traffic jam. It's 96 minutes of pure wall-to-wall rock and roll. This is Colin James on 96 K-Rock.
Talking about Sloppy Joe's.
Nice segue. Of course, Sloppy Joe's is a absolutely wild place this week since we have Pat Daly is back in town, and we have a 5-star rock and roll band at night, the Bobby Friss Band, of course.
Plus an old friend of mine.
Plus lots of good time stuff going on at Sloppy's. And as a matter of fact, we are honored and lucky to have live in the studio with an acoustic guitar, Bobby Friss Unplugged. Hello, Bob.
How you doing, guys? I just decided that I'd continue my pilgrimage with my guitar case with my tips all over the island.
Aha! A popular thing to do
in the U.S. Actually, you're going to show up playing at sunset.
That's right, the freak show. Mm. Actually, I'll play for Tips or Ice House Beer, either one.
Aha! Good plug.
Of course, you spend the tips on Ice House Beer anyway, so what's the difference, right?
That's right.
Well, Jack, I don't know, we've never done anything like that. I mean, we've had live naked dancing girls in here before.
We've had a lot of things.
We haven't done a live musical presentation. Unplugged and
but
all.
We're going to do it.
We're going to try it because we're not afraid.
First of all, Bobby Frist Band is playing at Sloppy's, what, all this week?
This weekend. They'll be here through Sunday night. They'll be there last night.
These guys are great classic rock. You got the Cadillac Jack guarantee.
Major
if you like
band.
Classic rock, these guys are hot. You will like them, but Bobby is going to do something acoustical for us. What are you going to do?
A little bit unusual here.
Well, it's Valentine's Day, so let's do one for not only the people that are in love, but the people that maybe have consummated that love with a little child. Because, man, you have a child, and it changes your life. So let's do it. Yes, sir.
Yes, we all know that.
let me get up to the...
Go ahead, come on, adjust here. Jump up in there and get comfortable. And I'll say this is not a recording studio. This is a radio studio.
It's
so,
like a recording studio to
you
me.
You just kind of have to get comfortable here. Bobby Frist live on the radio and unplugged. On X Isle Radio.
'92, 1 night and 20 days. It was an autumn evening to amaze. All the plans had been made. And the love songs all played. And now the time had come. She came into the world that night and took a look at her first light. And I saw in her eyes all the people in my life. All our blood will flow. She can make your spirit fly. Bring a teardrop to my eye. I see her magic every day. With a look she'll break your heart. In her power from the start. Whoever said dreams don't come true. This child of mine, and this child is part of you. Now the friends and family all appear, just to see the beacon light so clear. And we stop for a while to show love for a child in a world where it's hard to find. She changes me most every day. It's a twist and turning highway. With my foot to the floor, I can still yearn for more. I'm learning how to live. Right, Jack? She can make your spirit fly. Bring a teardrop to my eye. I see her magic every day. With a look she'll break your heart. In a power from the start. Whoever said dreams don't come true. Is this child of mine? This child is part of you. This child of mine. This child is part of you. Part of you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Boy, that was really nice. Bobby Frist live and unplugged right here on Exile Radio. I'm shivering, man.
Bobby Frist
singing
about his daughter.
God, man, we can certainly relate to that.
Roy Boy and myself and Bobby are all fathers of daughters. That was beautiful.
Twice
yeah,
the
you're,
Bobby.
You're a two-timer.
Well, of
that's
course,
right.
I just got rid of mine, too. I just finally got mine married off after 28 years. But, ooh, very nice, Bobby.
That was excellent.
Got a chill in my head there. Oh, wait.
And it is St. Valentine's Day, so
yes, indeed.
Roy talked to him for
do
a
we, do we have
that
some
was,
more?
That we was got, pretty and slow. We got to play a fast
one.
Yeah,
we got some Bobby Frisk rock and roll coming up.
I tell you what, we just want to invite everybody down there because Sloppy's is, everybody knows, it's just world reputation of being a great place to party. But this weekend has just been out of hand. I'm talking about crazy, wild women and Todd and all the guys at J.J. Taylor setting us up with all the ice house we can possibly give to the crowd. So it's a good thing, you know? It's beautiful.
A beautiful thing.
Could I ask you, is Ice House, like, sponsor you or what, man?
Absolutely.
Okay.
How'd you know that?
Just checking.
Boy, you're just so sharp today, Jack. And, of course, Ice House always on Sloppy's.
Bobby, too. Intro that song.
Which one, Runaway Train?
Yeah, tell us
you
something
want.
About it. Tell
well,
us
this is
about
this
it.
Is another song about a woman, but this is a little wilder side. This is more the type that we get up on the bar drinking Jack Daniels with me.
Oh.
You know?
And up on the stage getting the length of their legs measured.
Yes, sir.
I heard that happened in there just the other night.
We had 48 inches of leg in there.
Oh,
last night.
Lord.
That was only one leg on one girl. That was just one. That was only half.
Check out the Bobby Frisk Show at Sloppy Joe's.
Catch
he does it.
Tonight, Saturday, and Sunday night. Bobby Frisk live at Sloppy Joe's and on X-Isle Radio. Yes, indeed.
Sloppy
well,
Joe's.
Sloppy's always a good time, and especially good when Bobby Frisk is in the house because. Number one rock and roll party band for sure.
You doing so, Rocky Raccoon anymore, man? Rocky?
I do it tonight. We have
yeah. Might break it out.
I got the A-team with me, man. Leroy bashing the drums.
Yeah,
and,
man.
And Dean is the rock man on the bass. And I got a new guy, first time down here. Actually, he's considering himself the most eligible bachelor on Key West.
Hear that, girls?
Stevie, yeah. He plays, and he plays everything, too. He's a guitar player, but he plays drums, keyboard,
well,
sax.
When we did the live report the other night, you guys broke right into the X-Isle Radio theme.
Yes, sir.
So you trained him well.
Yep.
That means he knew that theme. I was pleased.
Yeah,
man.
That was cool.
Nice. Very nice. For those of you who don't know it, our X-Isle Radio theme song we play every day at the beginning of the show, written and done by the Bobby Frisk Band.
Recorded live at Sloppy's.
Last week I was on a boat and your show came on and you guys played the theme song, but do you always do this where you play the first part where we screw it up?
We only do that at the late night. That must have been at night.
No, this was afternoon.
Well, there's actually a couple of screw-ups.
Oh, right.
We play one version during the daytime
yeah.
and the other version at
yeah.
night.
The one I heard was we got through about 10 seconds, and I stopped and
yeah.
said, if we don't get it right this time, I'm buying everybody in the bar an ice house, I said.
Yeah.
And we got it right, didn't we?
Yeah. We have the total outtake version that we play, but we have to play that on the late night show because there's a few words in
yes.
there we can't say in the daytime.
Bobby Frisk is the leader of the band. There's no doubt about that. Makes him jump once in a while.
Catch him tonight.
That was the time Henry's jockstrap moved.
That was what it was.
Remember
that's
that?
What
yeah.
it was. That's what happened.
He's just retired and quit the business. So
yes. Yes.
Well, why don't we play one more Bobby Frisk song? We better let him get out of here since he's got to play at Sloppy Joe's tonight. He goes on at 11 o'clock. Pat Daly goes on at 8. Bobby Frisk goes on about 10:30, 11 o'clock, something like that. Play until 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. So you need to go probably get your power nap or something, whatever it is you rock stars do before you go on stage.
But first,
we do several things.
What are we going to hear, Bobby?
Are you going to play Throw You a Line?
One of my favorites.
Yeah, it's basically a song about people that are in despair, and you just got to rise above it and get on it, especially with a day like today. How can you be discouraged, man? This is what it's all about.
Happy St. Valentine's Day.
Bobby Frisk Band on X-Isle Radio.